Evil Kayak Fishing Show. Saturday morning early. Kayak Mike coming to you with Hoosier Paddler.
How we doing?
Good, buddy. Good, buddy.
Doing good.
Tony bringing us in with a little Led Zeppelin. That's a good choice, Tone.
A little crank up at 6:01 in the morning.
Yeah, get him going.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it gets me rolling. Listen to a little bit of guitar, some drums, some good old music.
That's right. Get you fired up for the day. Should be a beautiful day out there.
It is. It's going to be a nice morning to start off with some top water, and you know, it's dead calm out there right now.
Yeah, dead calm. You know, it's going to be, you know, low tide and kind of early afternoon, which is good to beat those thunderstorms. You can fish the last of the outgoing, first of the incoming, beat the rain.
Yep. We did a little bit of that yesterday ourselves. We'll have to talk about that.
Oh, yeah. It was awesome.
But we're coming at you today, and we've already got our first caller sitting on the line there. Looks like Tom Pacifico on Jack's Kayak Fishing, so let's bring him up. Hey, Tom, how you doing this morning? Well, he can't hear us because I haven't clicked the button. Hey, there we go.
Tom's on the air.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Morning, Tom.
Well, I call for two reasons. One is I wanted to make sure Mudcat wasn't on my case. And secondly, I read your post about the great day you had yesterday. And you mentioned, Mike, that you could launch at Atlantic Boulevard.
Yep.
Where?
Well, you can launch right under the bridge. There's a number of places you can launch there, Tom. And depending on the tide, you might have rocks, or you can go, if you put the kayak right over, you know, you come down that access road as you're going from the beach into town past, I think, what used to be an old Christian radio station there.
And you go west on Atlantic Boulevard.
Yeah, you're going west.
Right, before you get to the bridge, right?
Yeah, and that takes you underneath the bridge, and right. You go right over the guardrail, and you can launch right on the north edge. You can also launch from right under the bridge, or if you've run into the guy who owns that island there, he'll let you park over there and launch right off that island and paddle south. But yesterday, we actually launched out of Beach Boulevard, and we moved north with the outgoing tide.
Right. What were you guys using for bait?
Everything.
A lot of shrimp for me.
A lot of shrimp.
Yeah, we also used a little bit of crab, Tom. Yeah, I was you know, when
that's right.
The water's been really muddy, you know, when the water's running so hard and it's so muddy, I think the reds need to smell something. So,
yeah.
You know, I was doing my scouring the edges of the creek with my net and came up with a couple of blue crabs.
Yeah.
And the creek was full of shrimp. They were just jumping everywhere.
Well, it really looked cool. I was up at Simpson Thursday, and all I managed was a couple of rats and a big bass. But they were all on the bottom on dead, smelly, stinking shrimp.
They were alive. They weren't dead.
So, Tom, you going out today?
No, today's going to be a day with the wife. We haven't been home for a week. We're just going to play back and enjoy each other.
Hey, I got a bone to pick with you, Tom.
What's that?
I see you sold me your old trailer, which was nice, but now I see your new trailer, and it kind of looks like your old trailer, but it's got all the upgrades.
Well, you know, it'd be much easier for you to upgrade the old trailer than it was for me on the new one. Of course, you've already got the size.
Yeah.
The rails. And, you know, I'm sorry I hadn't thought about it beforehand. You would benefit.
That was a pretty nice little setup you got there.
Yeah.
I like that storage area.
Listen, I'll let you go so I can enjoy the rest of the show.
All right, Tom. All right. Hey, thanks for the
Make
call,
sure
man.
You let Mudcat know I'm off.
We'll
the
take
list,
you
okay?
off the list.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, Mudcat put out a hit on everybody. He said, y'all got to support the show.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've got to honor the man. Mudcat is not the guy you want to mess with.
All right. Okay, I'm going to hang up.
All right. See you, Tom.
Well, we got our usual caller waiting for us on the other line from Palatka. I'm sure he's on his way to the 206 bridge. We need a warm welcome, Tony. Got
warm.
Something for this caller.
Yeah, something special.
hold on just a second. Let me think.
Yeah, we'll make him wait.
Drum roll, something.
Tony's got to go to the library. This guy shows us so much love. And, man, he catches some fish.
It's going to be good, Jeff. Just hang in there.
Yeah, Jeff, hang on. Tony's pulling you up something just special just for you.
No pressure, Tony.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, well. Maybe not. Nope. Jeffrey McGovern theme song.
Yes, here he is, reeling in the years and reeling in the fish. Jeff, how you doing this morning, buddy?
Oh, just outstanding, guys. We got to keep this show rolling.
Yeah. You got your own theme song.
Keep this puppy on the air. I like the theme song thing. That's cool. But unfortunately, today I am far, far away.
Again?
Again. Well, you know, this time it's one of those things you do for the wife. And when your wife's name is Meanall, you got to be real careful, because I don't know why her students called her that over the years. I do not want to find out.
Could you spell that?
Well, it's Meanall. It's like M-E-N-O-L-E. Meanall.
I didn't want to say it.
Well, no, I mean, well, the thing is, it's okay. I introduce her that way. When I do talks around the country, I introduce her, and everybody respects her, and I tell them, don't not make eye contact. Bow your head. And, you know, if a man treats his wife that way, there are benefits.
Oh, really?
Well, like, give you this week, I'm working out of town. Right now, I'm calling you from Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Great place.
And I wish I was fishing, but in lieu of fishing, so far this week, I have been to Bass Pro Shops warehouse facility in Macon, Georgia. I mean, when I walked in there, all the cash in my pockets immediately caught fire. I was nearly killed.
I know that feeling.
My credit card started melting because they have clearance, and they have clearance on fishing tackle. You can re-tackle in there, and it's just an experience. It's incredible.
Where's that store up in Macon?
It's in Macon, Georgia. You take the 75 cut, right around Macon, you'll see the sign for Bass Drive, and you pull in, and it's an uncontrollable experience. I mean, to get out of the car, you're weak-kneed from the time you step out.
Oh, awesome, man. So a little bit of retail therapy in the old fishing store.
Well, you know, it worked. Well, the thing is, and that's only one store. I also got to hit Academy in Macon, which is a pretty cool store based out of Texas, I believe. And today I'm going to visit Sportsman's Warehouse, which is a group based out in Utah.
It's got to be rough, Jeff.
It's awful. But, you know, someone has to go out there and make sure that we're not being ripped off on prices, and make sure the equipment is all displayed as it should be so that we can all benefit from buying it at great prices. I mean, there's some good stores in this country. And if you're lucky, when you go in, you find knowledgeable employees like you do with our local stores there in Jacksonville, because we got some folks there that know how to fish.
Yeah, we've got a couple of really good ones here as well. You know, that's what's funny. You know, even at the big box stores, you know the really nice stuff, you know, the Shimano and Pen and the top end reels, you know, you're going to get about the same prices just everywhere, you know, whether you're in there or at our local stores like Strike Zone. But you know, you do find they got just such a huge inventory there. You'll find things that you didn't know existed.
Right.
Very true. But it's nice to be able to go out and see the different equipment. There's a little bit different mix as you go across the country. And the kayaks change. You know, as you go north, you don't see as many sit-on-tops.
Yeah.
You see more sit-inside, a little bit more elaborate setups and such.
Yeah. You get more use out of those sit-insides up north than you do down here.
So you're going to be back soon so you can get back out on the water, Jeff?
Tomorrow afternoon.
That ought to be good. You're going to have a low tide, I'd say, around 3:30, 4 o'clock.
Yeah, that'll work. And I'll tell Meanall I'm only doing this if tomorrow's got to be therapy day for me.
Yeah, gotta.
Hey, post up your bargains you get on the website so we can see what you're getting out there.
Oh, not a problem, because I scored a couple of nice ones this week.
All right.
Cool.
Right, you guys take care. It's always good talking to you.
Likewise. And we'll make sure your theme song is preloaded next week. You know.
Yeah.
We appreciate the call, Jeff.
We'll smack Tony around.
Take care, man.
All right, take it easy. Well, man, we're busy this morning here and on our first segment. You want to go to the phones one more time? It says, Rob, hot water or top water?
We're going to find out.
Top water?
I don't know. You have to find out.
Morning, Rob. How's it going, buddy?
Oh, it's going good. It's hot water.
Hot water.
There you go.
Yeah, okay. I'm up in Georgia, and I don't get to go out fishing today because we got to go buy back-to-school stuff today.
Yeah, well, it's that time of year.
Isn't this back-to-school week where you get the tax break and everything?
Next weekend is that, but we start school this week, and since I'm a school teacher, you know, that's what we're doing.
But wow, my question Georgia starts is, this week, Rob?
Yeah, I start back this week.
Wow.
I know. It was short summer.
Yes.
So what's on your mind, Rob? Where are you paddling out of?
I paddle out of Fitzgerald, Georgia, and I come down to Jacksonville, you know, fishing the tournament. I get down there probably about once or twice a month. And I can catch a red, and I've caught a trout, but I can't catch a flounder.
Oh, boy, that's a tough fish to target, isn't it?
And so that's really my question is, what do I need to work on to target a flounder?
Well, do you fish mostly artificial or bait or a little bit of both?
I chuck a lot of bait.
Well, you called the right place.
That's right.
You know, a flatty, you're going to get a flatty on just about anything. You can catch them shrimp on a jig, you know, bottom bumping. You can catch them, but you know, you can really do a bigger flounders that I've seen have come up with finger mullet or mm-hmm. or mud minnows.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Frank Gregg, he's a big flounder guy, and he uses a lot of big finger mullet. I went fishing with him one time. He handed me a bait, and I couldn't decide whether to put it on my hook or eat it. It was about 7 inches long. I was like, good God. But, yeah, he, you know, use those finger mullets, those mud minnows, any of those little creeks that you see dumping off into the main creek, mm-hmm. you know, throw it up in there and drag it through that opening because those things love to sit in those openings. And I'm talking every little one you see, just, you know, toss it up in there and bump it on out of there because, you know, a lot of times there's a flounder sitting in those holes. And
yeah, all those little cups in there.
Yeah, and I wouldn't, I mean, the size, I found that, you know, it doesn't really matter, you know, a big opening or a 1 foot opening. Try it because they sit there and just wait for that bait to get flushed out of there because they sit on the bottom and just ambush things. So, you know, I would try all those little creeks dumping into the big creeks.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Well, hang on, Rob. We got to tackleize you for that, man. You know, you can use just a plain old shrimp on a jig, but one of the things Frank was saying that he found interesting a couple weeks ago is he, you know, a flounder, when he eats something, you know, he hits it, and then he's kind of turning it around in his mouth and getting ready to swallow it. And so that's why, you know, if it's a flounder bite, it's not like a red. You know, a red just starts, gets into it, and then you get a real steady, hard pull. You can set the hook. He's not coming off usually. A trout, you know, a trout smacks it and then just goes psycho and feels like it's just wagging your line. A flatty hits it once and it just stops.
Right.
So while he's digesting, you know, what Frank was saying was his hookup ratio got better when he got away from a jig head. And he went to just a number two wide bend hook for his bait with a little bit of weight up leader from the hook because that way the weight was not right on the bait as it got into the fish's mouth. It would feel more normal for the fish.
Right, that makes sense.
So mm-hmm. that's another thing to try there. And another piece, if you're going to throw artificials, and I haven't gotten any of these yet, these stand-up jigs Bob Morris was telling us about at Great Atlantic that he was getting over at Arlington Bait and Tackle.
Mm-hmm.
A stand-up jig will literally stand up. So as you're bottom bumping that shrimp or whatever it is across the bottom, or Bob likes to put a tube, a soft bait, a jerk bait, a tube onto a stand-up jig. And then that way it bumps across the bottom, then the legs of the tube just sit there and flutter in the current, and it comes across the bottom that way. And that way it doesn't just bury itself into the mud. So that's another thing you might want to try tackle-wise. And then as far as locations, like Brad was saying, all those cups, all the little gullies, wherever you see bait washing in and out, and also drops, you know, they'll line up on the edges of sandbars and things like that.
Yeah, you know, and I've caught a lot of them, you know, just when I'm moving from place to place, just dragging something along the bottom behind my kayak, I catch a ton of them that way.
Yeah, I'd have to say that's the toughest fish to target.
Yeah, well, I haven't had a lot of luck with them, and that's why I wanted to call and ask.
Well, let me tell you, if you totally figure it out, I mean, I don't have a flounder spot. I don't have a place where I can go and say, you know, I'm going to go out today and catch 3, 4, 5 flounder. I've got places where I can catch reds. I got places where I know where I can get trout. A flatty for me has always been the toughest. I think I've only had one day where I got on a flounder bite and felt like I was pulling in one after another because they were grouped up somewhere. It's weird, you know, just...
Yeah, they are weird, and that way they bite is a little strange too. I mean, you know, like Mike says, they'll have a kill shot and then they'll just kind of sit there with it in its mouth, and it's, you got to get used to fishing for them.
Yeah. Make sure you got a net for when you do get one on, because
yeah.
You know, the key to getting a flounder into your kayak is not to try to jack him over the side or reach for him, but to keep him, his head in the water, and swim that net underneath him and then pull him into the boat. Otherwise he'll do the famous self-release at the side of the
boat.
Yeah,
I had to happen yesterday.
Yeah, I saw the pictures.
But talk about one of the coolest fish, you know, and the way it fights, you know, you'll think you got the bottom and you're sitting there reeling. But, you know, when you think there might be a flounder or you think you're hung up, real slow.
Yeah.
Slow and steady. And at that point, he's just moving across the bottom, all sucked down on the mud. But when he goes vertical is when he really gets nasty and it gets fun. And,
yeah.
And, you know, it takes some practice, man. You've got to find some spots. And when you finally get on them, you will have a blast. You'll probably catch your first few by accident, but it's a much different kind of bite than going out for trout or reds and that sort of thing.
All right, thanks a lot.
All right, Rob.
Thanks
for the call.
All right.
Hey, here we are on the Jack's Kayak Fishing Show. We're headed to our first break. Give us a shout at 641-1010. We are going to be giving away a free kayak rental, Aqua East, to our next caller this morning, along with the Jack's Kayak Fishing T-shirt. So give us a shout. We'll be back in a few.
Hey, this is Captain Kevin Faber from the Flanders Outdoor Show. We have now come on over to 1010XL to talk about the outdoor sports, and I'm not talking about football, baseball, and basketball. Our sports include tides, moon phases, bait, hooks, ammunition, guns, and major feeding periods. The Flanders Outdoor Show is where you can get the latest hunting and fishing information. So pull up a rocking chair on the front porch of the Flanders Outdoor Show with me, Captain Kevin Faber, Jeff Loggeman, and Captain Kirk Waltz from 7 to 10 every Saturday morning right here on 1010XL.
Whether you're new to kayak fishing or an experienced yak angler, Strike Zone Fishing on Beach Boulevard is the place to shop for all your kayak fishing needs. If you're shopping for a new fishing kayak, rigging your ride with the latest accessories, or looking for the perfect tackle to get hooked up, Strike Zone has the right products and knowledgeable staff to get you on the water and on the fish. Check out Strike Zone's kayak showroom and test drive the best fishing kayaks in town. After finding the one that's right for you, let Strike Zone's friendly staff rig your kayak from their huge selection of paddles, seats, rod holders, and safety equipment. Finish up with the finest tackle and equipment at Strike Zone's everyday low prices, and you'll see why Strike Zone Fishing is Jacksonville's kayak fishing headquarters. Come and shop for Malibu, Heritage, Emotion, Ocean, and Old Town Kayaks at Strike Zone Fishing at 11702 Beach Boulevard near the 9A interchange. Look for the big blue marlin. You can't miss it.
Choosing a realtor is a tough decision whether you're buying or selling, especially in today's challenging market conditions. The last thing you need is an agent that will leave you up a creek without a paddle in your real estate transaction. For professional, courteous service from listing to close, Michelle Kogan of Lifestyles Realtors brings the experience and expertise you need to get the deal done. Contact Michelle Kogan for your realty needs at 904-382-5006. That's 904-382-5006. Are you looking for a top-notch supplier of plants and trees for your landscaping needs? The David James Tree Company is where your search ends. At David James, we provide quality plants and trees to contractors, nurserymen, and homeowners at wholesale pricing direct from the growers. We specialize in larger trees and shrubs, including live oaks, magnolias, crepe myrtles, palm trees, and many more. No project is too big or too small for the David James Tree Company. Whether your application is commercial or residential, we'll deliver to your job site, holding yard, or home. Let the David James Tree Company fulfill your needs for quality plants and trees. Contact Jessica Lee at 923-1353 or email davidjamestreeco@comcast.net. That's 923-1353 or email davidjamestreeco@comcast.net.
Army Navy Outdoors.
Army Navy Outdoor Summer Savings are going on now. Save on the classic Caster fishing kayaks for $5.39. Save 10% on all other Perception fishing, recreation, and touring kayaks. Buy any kayak and receive an instant 10% gift card rebate at the time of purchase. Need a roof rack? Buy a Yakima roof rack system and get a free lock set to secure your entire rack. Army Navy Outdoors also has all shorts on sale. Buy any pair, get any pair at half price. You will also find Columbia SPF travel clothing and hiking boots on sale now. Buy any pair of Croc sandals and get one at half price. Summer specials going on now at Army Navy Outdoors for kayaks, shorts, Crocs, and more.
Hi, I'm Peter, owner of Army Navy Outdoors.
Dress right, dress!
We're your specialty store for work and outdoor adventure.
Located at Monument Road near Atlantic, 725-5000. 725-5000.
Malibu kayaks are... Our show? What is that, Tony?
Old movie.
Gotta be 70s.
81, I think.
Well, if we may have missed it, the lead in. This is the Jacksonville Kayak Fishing Show.
Well,
going old school on us.
Well, let's see who. Look who you got coming up.
We got our man Keith.
Dreads.
Yeah, everyone gets their own theme music today.
Dreads, here it comes.
How's that, Dreads?
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
That's all you, buddy.
All right. Well, I would have took the first one, too. I'm a little bit old school, you know. That was busting loose, and, you know, sometimes we do that.
Oh,
dang, Dreads.
You win the prize, buddy.
Wow.
I'll be so gracious enough, since I own a couple of kayaks, to give this to your next caller, okay?
All right. Well, how about we hook you up with a free Jack's Kayak Fishing shirt?
Okay, good. I'll just put it with the rest of them that I got.
Yeah, we'll put it in the collection. You know, they get dirty when you're out on the water, so it's always good to have a couple extra dreads.
Fresh one every day.
That's right. Very
okay.
Nice.
Guys, I know you were on the subject of flounder right there for a moment.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I'm, you know, right there kind of west of the Coast Guard station.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's I don't know. I know years ago it was a popular site. We used to go wade fishing there for flounder. My question is, do you think we'll be able to launch right there and stay right off the shore in a kayak and fish that area?
I know people that launch there in the tournament.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
You're talking about that little cup just next to the Coast Guard station where there's a little bitty cup there?
Right west of it. Yeah.
Yep.
You know, not even 50 yards west of it.
Yep, yeah. I know some guys that launched there in the tournament, and were actually fishing for flatties right there.
Oh, okay, good. Well, we did a recon on it about a month ago and said, well, it looks like we could do it, but we're not really sure. So.
Yeah, they parked on the side of the road, and it wasn't a problem. Although I think you do want to be careful for low tide. It might get a little bit marshy around there.
Oh, okay, very good. Well, I know years ago I used to slay the flounder in that area, and when you guys brought it up, it was like, man, I wonder if I can launch and go right there, because I think it can really do good. When the flounder run comes in the river, that's one of the places where they can stack up on top of each other.
Yep. Yeah, well, you know, you can always launch at Little Jetties Park on the outside and paddle just about 100, 150 yards to get
over
that spot, past all those pilings and things.
Right.
Yeah.
And you can get right over there.
Oh, very good. Well, you know, that was my biggest question was, you know, if I paddle there, because I know I'm in the river and I don't do a lot of river, you know, because I could understand the current situations in the river can get really rough in some places.
That is a wise move,
Keith,
because it gets, you know, you almost want to wait for an incoming tide first of the incoming in the river to kind of balance out the general flow of the St. John's out all the time.
Right.
And it kind of neutralizes things. But, you know, in that area there, you're just fishing. It's a little cup just west of the Coast Guard station you launch into. And you really just want to go up to the edges there and fish the docks and the corners and that kind of thing where you know, they're eating on the bait that's moving down the river channel.
Very good. Well, thanks for the advice, guys. I think I'm going to get up and load up and head out and see if I can do any damage. Maybe I can catch some lunch or something.
No, I think you will, especially if you get into that low tide after lunch. It was good to us yesterday.
Really?
Yes,
great.
It was.
I don't know. I might try to this new Atlantic Boulevard lunch Michael's talking about.
It works pretty good.
Yeah, that was another place we reconned, but we wasn't sure. And then I heard it this morning. I'm like, hey, cool.
Yeah, that's true.
Hey, you guys launched at Atlantic. Did you launch right off the bridge, too?
I think that was the sheriff in Roscoe.
The sheriff of Dutton.
Yeah. He had a big old stringer yesterday.
Yeah. Okay, guys. Well, enjoy the show, and I can't listen because I got to go put my kayak on the top of my roof.
Hey, turn on the radio in
your
car.
I'll turn on your radio in my car when I head out.
All right, you're the man, Dredd.
See you, Dredd.
Thanks for the call, bud.
I'll talk to you later.
All right. Well, that was very gracious of him to leave the free kayak rental at Aqua East to our next caller, who is on hold here. Let's go to Trout Bomb.
Hey, good morning, Mike.
Good morning. Who are we talking to?
Trout Bomb here. At your service.
Is this Trout Bum?
Trout Trout Bomb.
Yeah. Oh, Lon, okay.
We got Trout Bomb on our screen.
We got Trout Bomb, B-O-M-B.
Okay, so he can't spell.
Yeah. I had a feeling it was you, Lon, but I wasn't sure.
I got a bad signal out here, sounds like.
On your cell phone?
There we go.
How's that? All right. Hey, Lon, you win the free rental of a yak from Aqua East, bud.
Hey, lucky me.
Yeah.
So you got to just slide in there anytime Monday on, and they will have your name and a little gift certificate in an envelope for you.
That's great.
That's a good deal.
So, you know, when you have somebody coming to town you need an extra yak for, or, you know, just want to try something out different. What do you paddle, Lon?
A tarpon. 120.
Well, 120. So have you taken it into the ocean yet?
A couple of times, yeah.
Yeah? How was it for...
It's a blast. It's a blast. It's not as stable as a wider kayak would be, but it does all right in low surf. I don't know if I'd take it into heavy seas, but...
Uh-oh. Sounds like he's breaking up.
Cell phone coming and going. You still with us, Lon?
I'm sorry?
All right, no, there you're a little stronger now. Your cell phone's coming and going a little bit.
Okay. Sorry about that.
That's all right.
Well, I wouldn't worry about the heavy seas. I wouldn't take any kayak out in heavy seas.
Yeah, so what's on your mind this morning, Lon?
Well, I just called in to say hello and to thank our sponsors and let you know I'm putting off into Pelliser Creek here. Going to throw this gear walk around a little bit, see if I can get any interest up.
Yeah, which that's a nice place. So which launch are you coming out of? You out of Princess Park or Favor Dykes?
Marineland.
Ah, coming across
coming
the ditch.
Across.
I'm going to hang around down here until the tide turns and then ride the tide back up to the flat.
It's a good plan.
One of creek mouths there.
When you find fish down there, you let me know because that place kicks my butt. I love it down there, but I can't figure it out.
Well, it's the same way with me, HB. It can be figured out, though.
I know. There's some guys that got it figured out.
Well, Lon, you're in Derringer territory right there.
I'm going to keep my eye out for them and sneak around and watch what they do if I find them.
Yeah, those guys catch some serious fish. That's Tom Derringer Sr. and his son Todd.
Right.
They catch some serious fish.
Well, they got the Christian advantage on me.
Yeah, the human fish finder. That little 3-year-old seems to have just the instinct for where the fish are, doesn't he?
Amazing, isn't it?
Yep. So just going to throw the top water and some artificials?
Mostly, yeah. Tide gets to the bottom, I'll throw the cast net a little bit and see if I can get some mud minnows or finger mullet or something like that to still fish with once I get up in the flat. Stake out at one of the creek mouths there, wait for the last of the incoming to flush into the flat.
Right. Now, there's a lot of bait out there.
You know, take a little nap, you know.
Take a little nap.
I've done that.
This sounds like Jeff McLaughlin over there, Florida State boy.
Yeah.
You come up on this guy, and he's sitting out there on his Ginu, and, I mean, he's asleep. He doesn't even know we've tooled up on
him. He must wrap his line around his big toe or something because he catches fish.
Oh, yeah, he does catch some big ones. Well, hey, we'll have to X you off of Mudcat's hit list.
I was ashamed.
I'm telling you, he's a good guy. And don't forget to come on by. Don't forget to come on by Aqua East. You know, I got your name, and I got you all set up over there with your gift certificate. And we appreciate the call, Lon.
Good deal. Will do, Mike. Thank you.
Hey, have a good day.
Yeah, have a good day. Catch him up.
All right. Well, we got one more on hold. We want to go to this caller, or you want to take a break? Go ahead and take him now. All right, Mr. Andrew Mizell. Pit Poke. You got that right, Tony. I know. Everybody calls in with their names. Good morning, Andrew. What's up?
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Doing well.
Good.
You going fishing?
Yep, I'm on my way to Browns Creek. I'm going to try to catch Courtney's trout. Nemesis. I got to get one bigger than hers.
Good luck. That was quite the trout.
Yeah, what's up with this? So every time you take her out, she catches the fish and you don't?
I tell you what, man. I'm lucky to have a girlfriend that catches good fish because, I mean, not many people have that, you know?
Yeah.
She shows me where the fish are.
Well, what'd she catch that? She caught a big old gator trout this week, right?
Yeah, it was 27 inches. She caught it on a mud minnow.
On a mud minnow, on a jig head?
On a jig head, yep.
does she like throwing to specific spots and working like where she thinks them current, or
She always looks at spots and is like, that's the spot to hit. You know, she's like, there's a lot of current, because she throws into the current and just let it sit there and let it drift in the current. And so I've kind of taught her, you know, to look for current and drop offs and stuff like that. And so she thinks she knows where all the fish are, and I mean, I guess she does.
Well, she's not overthinking it like some of us.
Yeah, exactly. She just casts out weight, and she just has that female touch.
So you're going to Browns today, she said?
Yeah, going to Browns.
There's a lot of water out there.
I'm really new to Browns, so I'm not really sure where to fish. I'm just going to paddle around and try to explore some.
Well, it is, you're going to be there on high water this morning.
Yeah.
So it'll be even bigger than usual.
Yeah,
do you recommend paddling, like, further back into the creeks, or?
Browns has got, you know, I guess let's do Browns for our Creek of the Week since Andrew's brought it up.
Might as well.
Cool. Thanks, guys.
No, stay with us. So we'll talk about that. Let's do our Angie's Creek of the Week right now, brought to you by Angie Subs, and we'll make it Browns. So you're going to put in over there just across from the bait store, right?
Yeah, right over the bridge.
Just over the bridge, and there's nice put in there, you know, plenty of room for parking. And
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it's questionable at times on the security of your car, but I've never been broken into in that particular spot. But Browns, you know, there's a couple sections to Browns. First, you paddle under the bridge, and you come up to the point there. And at this point, and there, you can either go left and work, I guess what you'd call Browns West. And there's some good trout, some good red fishing way up there. There is just about anywhere you go in Browns.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll pass some deep channels there. At least they'd be deep in during a low tide. And it's going to be pretty flooded everywhere you look now. So you might want to do some of those things Bob was talking about, you know, throwing inline spinners back into the grass.
Okay.
For reds and things like that. And
I actually bought some spoons, and I've never used those before. So do you think those will work okay?
You're going to find out.
Yeah.
You don't know until you've tried.
Yeah.
But then you've got the other areas of Browns. You know, I call them, I guess I'd say there's two big lakes almost, you know, and they're ridiculously shallow in the middle, and you can't cross them at low tide. And I guess one would be Browns, you know, East and Browns West, and they're a good paddle away to get to them.
You got to decide whether you want the easy paddle or the long paddle.
Well, it's long anyway. You know, if you go to the west, the Browns left, you know, the creeky area.
And you can go way up in that creek.
You can go way up that creek, Andrew. And I mean, if you pick west and take that left there at that first point, there's just so much water up there. I mean, that's like it's multiple days worth of exploring to really learn that area. And you're not going to see all the oyster beds today like you normally do.
Because of the high tides.
Yeah. Now, if you guys hang out, you know, come about lunchtime, you're going to start seeing them all.
Okay.
And so, you know, if you just take your time getting in and you're equipped to hang for most of the day.
Now, am I in danger of getting stuck back there?
Not if you're out of there by lunchtime.
Okay.
In fact, you're not going to get stuck. I mean, you'll know when it's time to get out.
Okay.
But there are some places where it can get sucked out on you. You're not going to see a lot of boats there dead low. So, you know, if you take the other way, you make a right, and you know, there's creek systems off of both of those huge bodies of water that are pretty productive. And, you know, there's a lot of water in Browns. So you can also cut through Browns to get over to Clapboard Creek, Little Clapboard Creek. If you go and make a right and keep paddling and head for the towers, there's actually a cut through to Clapboard that's also nice fishing over there.
I haven't fished there yet either.
You see some boats over there, so it's, you know, you could probably fish Browns every day for 2 weeks and not see it all.
Yeah, it's a big place.
Well, I've seen a lot of people pull up good fish from there, so.
Yep.
I figured I'd give it a try.
Yep.
And I've been the past couple of days I've been there, and I've had some good luck, you know, going to catch that trout, and I caught my tiny little bitty slam.
Yep.
And there's fish out there. Just got to find them.
Well, I like those pictures you're taking of her, especially with the gator cap on.
Oh, yeah. She loves it when you guys talk about her. She gets a kick out of it.
All right. Well, hey, Andrew, we're heading towards a break. Listen, email us a picture of that when you get a big one, but send us that nice picture of Courtney, and we'll make sure it's in Kayak Fisherman magazine.
Okay. I'll do that for you guys.
All right. Good luck, man. And we'll back after this break on the Jacksonville Kayak Fishing Show. Give us a shout at 641-1010. Thank you.
Malibu kayaks are designed with fishermen like us in mind. They're the most stable and dry fishing kayaks on the market, and there's no substitute for being comfy and relaxed when you're out on the water. If you're paddling through the surf to target big game like tarpon or headed to the skinniest creeks to hunt tailing reds, a Malibu kayak will get you there in unrivaled comfort and convenience. All of the boats in the Malibu fleet have awesome storage options with plenty of convenient hatches, rod holders, and all the room you'll ever need for your fishing tackle and gear. And if you're a big boy like me, a Malibu Extreme or X-Factor is the ticket for you. Make sure you rig your Malibu with Crack of Dawn accessories so you're ready for fish catching action. From super comfy seats, hatches, dry bags, and leashes to kayak carts and storage systems. Come to Strike Zone Fishing at 11702 Beach Boulevard and test paddle a Malibu Extreme, X-Factor, Pro Explorer, or Mini X. Experience the ultimate in fishing kayaks and join the Malibu Navy today.
This is Captain Vaughn Cochran of Black Fly Outfitter. Did you ever think about taking up fly fishing? Black Fly Outfitter is the home of friendly service, expert advice, the Vaughn Cochran Marine Art Gallery, and free fly casting lessons for life. We'll show you how to tie the knots and tie the flies. Plus, we offer hosted fly fishing trips to our favorite spots around the world. Come to one of Black Fly Outfitter's two stores, in historic St. Augustine on Avalee Street, or in Jacksonville at Beach Boulevard and 9A in the Strike Zone Fishing Center.
This is Brett Hastings, wondering how you define personal injury. Is it a broken leg, a permanent scar or a head injury, or even the loss of a loved one's life? Personal injury in its very broadest definition is a key practice area of Resnicek, Frazier & Hastings, the beach's full-service law firm. You can count on us to apply our years of personal injury and trial experience to your unique situation. Call us at 904-567-1060 or check us out on the web at rfhlaw.com.
Army Navy Outdoors.
Army Navy Outdoor Summer Savings are going on now. Save on the classic Caster fishing kayaks for $5.39. Save 10% on all other Perception fishing, recreation, and touring kayaks. Buy any kayak and receive an instant 10% gift card rebate at the time of purchase. Need a roof rack? Buy a Yakima roof rack system and get a free lock set to secure your entire rack. Army Navy Outdoors also has all shorts on sale. Buy any pair, get any pair at half price. You will also find Columbia SPF travel clothing and hiking boots on sale now. Buy any pair of Croc sandals and get one at half price. Summer specials going on now at Army Navy Outdoors for kayaks, shorts, Crocs, and more.
Hi, I'm Peter, owner of Army Navy Outdoors.
Dress right, dress!
We're your specialty store for work and outdoor adventure.
Located at Monument Road near Atlantic, 725-5000. 725-5000.
Show. Dr. John bringing us back. I know that one. I like that.
Hey, Wolfman Jack.
Yeah. Hey, that was a pretty cool ad there from our friends over at Army Navy. It sounds like they got a big fish and kayak and sail. They got a bunch of stuff over there. They've always been a good sponsor
of
the website.
Yeah, it's a neat store. They got a lot of different stuff in there. Not just kayaks, a lot of outdoor stuff. I love going in there. They've got a lot of those little gadget things that you can always look around and see stuff. You're like, hey, that's pretty cool. I need to pick something like that up.
Yeah, and for fishing kayaks, you know, they've got a knockout deal on the Perception Caster, and they also are about the only guy in the area with Perception Search Angler kayaks, which is a really, really nice boat. So
right.
Go check those guys out over on Monument Road this weekend. They've got some great, great prices out there. So, hey, we were finishing up our Angie's Creek of the Week segment. We just had to tell you, you know, if you're going to be fishing over there, we were talking Browns Creek, about the best bait and tackle shop on that side of the river. HP, come on, keep a straight face, buddy. Our friends over at White Shell Bait and Tackle. Jimmy does just a great job over there. And they are always there on time and ready to serve up bait at the time they open. I think they open 5:30 on weekends and 6 o'clock weekdays. And they do a really nice job. Just don't run over the chicken.
Yeah.
Hear that rooster every morning.
Birds that are there.
When you're there, he's got quite the assortment of birds and a big old peacock strutting around that driveway all the time. But
that's a great bait store because you can get to a lot of different places. You can stop there and you can get to anywhere on Heckscher real fast. So.
Yep, yeah, and they're always ready to serve it up. Well, let's see. Let's talk about some fishing.
Yeah,
buddy.
We got to talk about our trip we took yesterday. Mike called me up and said, we can go fishing. And I said, well, I want to go, but I can't. I got to do some stuff at work. So got out of work around 1:30. Of course, Mike's already been out in the creek and caught 15 or so.
Well, you know, I was trying to beg you to get out in time.
I know. Sometimes, you know, work gets in the way of fun. But, you know, I was paddling. He's like, you got to get here. And I'm humping it. And, you know, it's a struggle for me sometimes. Yeah, a big guy got a big Malibu, and I'm just going there.
You went pretty fast when we heard the thunder.
Yeah, I did. I may be the world's fastest paddler in the thunder. I'm heading to where he's at, and I've always heard about this spot, and I roll up on this flat, and I must have spooked, you know, 25 or 30 big reds. They just all took off. It looked like a school of dolphin just heading out, cutting a wake. So I had to stop there,
you weren't even in a creek at that point.
No, I wasn't.
You were right out in the ditch.
On the intercoastal, on a flat there that you probably wouldn't have even thought about going. I was in about a foot and a half of water. You could see a few things working, but nothing. I just never expected to see a big school of big reds like that. I couldn't get them. I stopped there, but I think I spooked them. I couldn't get them to bite. I did catch a nice flatty there, but then we moved into one of Mike's hot spots. Place I'd heard a lot about, and it just goes to show I wonder how many of these places I've paddled by, never would have thought. We pull up, Mike's like, pull up right next to me. I'm like, normally when you fish with people, you kind of get spread out, and he's like, no, get right here. So pulled up within 3 feet of him, another 10 feet on the other side's Beer Robbie, and we're throwing our lines within 5 feet of each other, I guess. I get my first bait in the water and start throwing in my second, and threw my second in, and the minute it hit, fish on. I'd been there about 5 minutes, I'd say, at this point, and most of that was just getting ready, but fish on, and then, from that point on, for the next hour, it was, Katie barred the doors, just catching fish after fish in a spot, somebody wouldn't have showed it to me. I never would have even thought about fishing.
That's a crazy spot, And I like you said, I wonder how many more places exist like that because, it wasn't like we were fishing specific structure. I didn't have a depth finder, so, I don't know if there's a drop or, a big rock on the bottom that fish are hanging on or something. I just know that I was there once, and I was catching some rats, and other times I've been in that creek and nothing was happening. I've had times where I go into that spot and I throw and throw, and there's absolutely nothing there. And then I'll go and work the rest of the creek, and, tide cycle may change, or, depending on the time of year. And then all of a sudden, you go back to that spot, and it's 15, 20 fish, and you're thinking to yourself, it's not just spots.
Right.
It's time.
It's got to be.
It's tide.
Time and tide.
All those elements. So, when we look at some other places, I wonder, it just goes to show you how slowly you'd have to work to actually find these things.
Yeah.
And then to be lucky enough to be on the right time and tide to find it.
Right. It's like it's all got to line up.
And it moves, That spot, as the tide picked up, I think we were fishing the first of incoming.
Yeah.
And you were closer to the creek mouth than I was. And so I was like, little lefter.
We just kept throwing. The more the tide came in, the further left we threw, and we just kept catching. And the amazing thing about it was, I think, I was there in the hour and a half I was there, we caught 15 or 16 reds, and I think 14 of them were in the slot. I mean, we didn't catch many rat reds.
No, Robbie was getting those out of the
way. Robbie caught a few of them, but he went and left us for a while, and about the time he left us, we caught about 15 of them, and I'm not kidding, 14 of them were in the slot.
And you had some spotties in there, and I was amazed how many, we must have pulled out 3 or 4 fish that were 10 to 15 spots.
Yeah. I had a couple 12s, and, I think you had a 13 one time, 15. I mean, it was just amazing. It's the beauty of this sport is that you find stuff like that. I've got some spots like that that I've found, and it's kind of the same way. I just happen to throw in an area and at a certain time, and those spots pay off like that at that time, a low tide, a certain spot. But if you go there, high tide, you might as well forget it. You're not going to catch anything. But it was an amazing thing. I've always heard about that spot, and I'm glad you showed it to me.
Oh, well, hey, man.
Showing it to anybody.
You're sworn to secrecy. when you were on the way in there and you spooked all those reds at the intercoastal, that's what Kevin Faber, on one of his spots on First Coast News, was talking about exactly that thing. He would run in the intercoastal in the boat and let his wake show him where those fish were. And then he'd let them settle down.
Yeah.
And then he'd come back around and then fish them once they'd settled down. And that's the tough thing in a yak is, you know, number one, you can't, if you're close enough to create a wake, they're gone.
Yeah, that's the problem, boy. I spooked them.
And seeing them ahead of time, you know, that flat, you're thinking to yourself, there's so much bait around. And, you know, you think, oh, it's mullet chasing shrimp or some minnows.
Yeah.
And, you know, it didn't look like, you didn't see any tails or any
No, I didn't backs. See any tails, no backs, no none of that. Nothing to lead me to believe that there's 25 or 30 big redfish just sitting there until I paddled up on them and they just exploded.
Yeah, yeah.
It was a great, great day.
Yeah,
awesome
it was
see
a
that.
Nice day. I was glad we all caught.
I felt sorry for the guy and his son that were
that were watching
50
us.
Yards down watching us catch red after red.
Well, you know, they did catch a couple, and it's nice to run into good people in the water like that.
Yeah, he was a nice guy.
All right, well, hey, let's run into our last break here. Jacksonville Kayak Fishing Show coming to you loud on 1010XL, 641-1010. Give us a shout.
Hey folks, Captain Kevin Faber here with the Flanders Outdoor Show, and we have moved over to 1010XL.
That's right, and we're going to talk about the outdoor sports. I'm not talking about baseball and soccer and cricket, fishing, hunting, tides, moon phases, bait reports. That's what we deal with.
And not only that, but some great stories from all of our callers.
So pull up a rocking chair on the front porch of the Flanders Outdoor Show right here on 1010XL every Saturday morning from 7 to 10.
Choosing a realtor is a tough decision whether you're buying or selling, especially in today's challenging market conditions. The last thing you need is an agent that will leave you up a creek without a paddle in your real estate transaction. For professional, courteous service from listing to close, Michelle Kogan of Lifestyles Realtors brings the experience and expertise you need to get the deal done. Contact Michelle Kogan for your realty needs at 904-382-5006. That's 904-382-5006.
Are you looking for a top-notch supplier of plants and trees for your landscaping needs? The David James Tree Company is where your search ends. At David James, we provide quality plants and trees to contractors, nurserymen, and homeowners at wholesale pricing direct from the growers. We specialize in larger trees and shrubs, including live oaks, magnolias, crepe myrtles, palm trees, and many more. No project is too big or too small for the David James Tree Company. Whether your application is commercial or residential, we'll deliver to your job site, holding yard, or home. Let the David James Tree Company fulfill your needs for quality plants and trees. Contact Jessica Lee at 923-1353 or email davidjamestreeco@comcast.net. That's 923-1353 or email davidjamestreeco@comcast.net.
Army Navy Outdoors.
Army Navy Outdoor Summer Savings are going on now. Save on the classic Caster Fishing Kayaks for $5.39. Save 10% on all other Perception Fishing, Recreation, and Touring Kayaks. Buy any kayak and receive an instant 10% gift card rebate at the time of purchase. Need a roof rack? Buy a Yakima roof rack system and get a free lock set to secure your entire rack. Army Navy Outdoors also has all shorts on sale. Buy any pair, get any pair at half price. You will also find Columbia SPF travel clothing and hiking boots on sale now. Buy any pair of Croc sandals and get one at half price. Summer specials going on now at Army Navy Outdoors for kayaks, shorts, Crocs, and more.
Hi, I'm Peter, owner of Army Navy Outdoors.
Trick Ride Trends!
We're your specialty store for work and outdoor adventure.
Located at Monument Road near Atlantic, 725-5000. 725-5000.
Coming back at you, Jacksonville Kayak Fishing Show. Who's your paddler? Kayak Mike here in the Strike Zone Fishing Studios.
Right. Got our own sign.
Wanting to say that. Those guys treat us well.
Yes, they do.
Well, we got another caller on the line. Let's go straight to the phones. Ship's agent, who are we talking to?
What's up, guys? How are y'all?
Hey, we're doing good. I see you got Mudcat's call out, huh?
Yeah, I said I would call in, and I didn't.
All right, so what you
hard.
Doing?
It's so hard for me to get up early.
Oh, come on.
Dude, I'm not a morning person.
Yeah? Well, that's a good thing today, because the tide's in the afternoon.
Yeah, I'm going to start out early and fish the whole day. But, you know, I only get one day a week to fish, so you know what, I really don't care what tide it is. I'm just going to get out there and paddle around and just make the most of it.
That's the way. So where are you going to go today?
Man, I'm still working Pumpkin Hill. Since I moved here a year ago, I've been kind of focusing on one area at a time, and I've given up on Simpsons Creek on the weekends until the fall just because all the jet skis, and Pumpkin Hill is pretty quiet and secluded back there.
Hey, what's that the launch up there? I mean, I hear different things about used to be you had to carry your kayak. Did they do any upgrades to that launch?
Yeah, I mean, you know, dude, it's no big deal. I mean, you just flip it on your head or drag it, you know, like a couple hundred feet. And you kind of got to watch it. There's a lot of oysters and rocks and stuff right when you're coming into the launch. But, you know, these kayaks, what, are kind of bang them up, use them hard, right?
Yeah, yeah. Well, hey, be good to the ranger up there. I haven't, from what I've been told, that's Captain Kirk's son, Kyle.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. He runs some things up there. He's a ranger, and I think they did make some upgrades. Let me tell you, they used to have to carry that kayak 200-300 yards, but I think now you can pull into a place to park over there and drop your stuff off that's a little closer.
Yeah, correct. Yeah, it's not bad. I mean, a little kayak cart would make it easier because you could just, like, load up the boat and then roll it down there already rigged, but, you know, if not, it's just a couple trips quickly back up to the truck. It's no big deal.
Well, it's pretty quiet and peaceful over there, so I assume you launched there and you worked north up around the corner?
Yeah, that's what I've been doing. You know, it's only like my fourth time fishing back there, so I haven't really learned all the spots, all the holes, or what sides do what. So, you know, I just take it as it comes and
right. Well, figure out along the way, you know.
Well, I've only been there twice myself, and where he's talking about Pumpkin Hill is if you're on, I guess, Cedar Creek Road up there, north of North Berlin, and you're running over there towards Cedar Point, you turn on Pumpkin Hill Road and head north, and it dead ends where there's a city park north of you, and there's a state park on the right where he's launching at.
There's a city park up there?
It's pretty unique because, I mean, it's really close to the Jacksonville metro area, but you feel like you're, you know, way out in the sticks to the point you might hear banjos, you know?
Well, there's some big, deep water. When you get up there, when you head straight north on that, and then, you know, it bends to the west, and then you get to that big intersection. That's called Tiger Point.
Right.
And, I mean, that's some huge deep water. And, you know, on the way there, you know, I've seen all those. There's that one area that's just full of oyster beds. Looks like droppings, dinosaur droppings. They're just everywhere. And but when you get to that deep water, from what I understand, that is some serious trout territory. And I'd love to get back up there and try to get into the trout. I'll probably be going up there myself when things cool off a little bit more.
Yeah, you know, you never see any boats because if you look at it on the map, I mean, the only way to get up in there is either probably run it down in the Nassau River from Charlie's or up the ICW then to the Nassau River from, like, Sisters or something. But there's really no immediate boat ramp or power boat that I know of within probably a six-mile run of there.
Yep.
So it is such an obscure spot. Most people probably don't know it exists.
Well, now they do.
Right. Yeah, well, you know, even so, though, I mean, I would be careful taking a powerboat up but so far into there because, I mean, it's kind of like a lot of these creeks. You know, in the kayak, you get stuck in a little bit of mud, you push off, it's no big deal, but you'd really have to know it well once you get past that deep water.
Yeah, well, I think you're investing in a good place there as far as developing the local knowledge because there's a lot of great water up there and
yeah, I'm up in here in Fernandina, and it's very close and convenient for me to get to it. And I've been really desperately looking for some put-in places. I don't know if you're familiar with Fernandina, the Shave Bridge right there as you come onto the island.
Yep.
There's some killer flats areas right there off the ICW south of that Shave Bridge. And then there's some really awesome areas in between Cumberland Island and Amelia Island, like straight off Fort Clinch. And the problem is just finding a good place that's convenient to put in to get to them without having to paddle like 5 miles to get there.
Yep.
Are you talking about, like, you can't put in at the Down Under there?
Well, I've been looking. There is a little ramp right there at the Down Under, and it's some hell of a current coming through, though, under that bridge.
Yeah, it is a scary current.
You've got to be careful of that bridge. But
that's a little hairy, but there's this new Armadillo restaurant there. It used to be BA Barbecue, and I think you can kind of just drag it down the grass in their backyard and then park on the side of the street. And I haven't tried it yet, but I've been wanting to do it because every time I go to work every morning, I work on the island, and I see those oyster flats over there, and it kind of teases me.
Yeah, well, I know that's, I think the Yak Viking launches over there, and when he gets back from Scandinavia, he'll have to give us a heads up. But
Yeah. I have to have some Aquavit.
All right, hey, we're going to take one more call here. We appreciate
the
call, man.
Appreciate it.
Have a good morning out there.
All right, bro, later.
All right, hey, we're going to swap over one more call. I love being overwhelmed by callers. Here it is, the Kincident, waiting to happen. Gator Tail, the Texas Tornado. How you doing, brother?
Good, man. Getting ready to head over to Little Jetty and do a little fishing out on West Chickapit, and I just wanted to send word out that I'm going to be in West Chickapit, so if you got a jet ski, stay away from
me. Hey, man, way to go. You guys did pretty good in the Kingfish Tournament first time out. Y'all caught a fish each day.
Hey, we did good, man. I was surprised, but it was a lot of fun, too.
Yeah, we were surprised,
man, that's an expensive deal, though. Golly.
Yeah, so,
If you can't afford to drop a grand in that tournament, don't even go.
A grand. I think the people that really spend money in that tournament are laughing right now.
Man, I think what they raise, about $5 million.
Yeah, well, hey, where are you launching out of? The east side, paddling to the west side?
Yeah, that's what we're going to do, and then, come back in at low tide, probably come back on the backside of Little Jetties.
That sounds like a good plan, man. Well, we're running out of time here, Ken. We appreciate the call, bud.
All right, guys. Y'all have a good one, and see you on the water today.
Hey, get on the fish, brother. Man, that's a lot of callers today. We got to thank all of those listeners that are out there making this show a reality and letting us have a little fun talking about kayak fishing and all of our sponsors here in town. You know, got to really throw it out to Strike Zone Fishing. The best place to go for all your tackle, Black Fly Outfitter, our fly headquarters, Angie Subs, our Creek of the Week sponsor, and David James Tree Company. Really got to go there for all of your tree needs, Lifestyles Realtors.
All Wet Sports.
Yeah. Hey, we missed you. Who's your paddler? You're right in front of me. UF Angler, Frank, Mudcat, those guys ought to all be back from vacation next week.
The crew.
I'm ready to go do some fishing. What you say, brother?
Yep, let's get out and go.
Hey, y'all have a good morning. The Outdoor Show is coming up next.
Sweet blossom, come on, under the willow. We can have high times if you look
like... This is Captain
Whether
Von
you're new to
Black
kayak
Black
fishing or an experienced yak angler, Strike Zone Fishing on Beach Boulevard is the place to shop for all your kayak fishing needs. If you're shopping for a new fishing kayak, rigging your ride with the latest accessories, or looking for the perfect tackle to get hooked up, Strike Zone has the right products and knowledgeable staff to get you on the water and on the fish. Check out Strike Zone's kayak showroom and test drive the best fishing kayaks in town. After finding the one that's right for you, let Strike Zone's friendly staff rig your kayak from their huge selection of paddles, seats, rod holders, and safety equipment. Finish up with the finest tackle and equipment at Strike Zone's everyday low prices, and you'll see why Strike Zone Fishing is Jacksonville's kayak fishing headquarters. Come and shop for Malibu, Heritage, Emotion, Ocean, and Old Town Kayaks at Strike Zone Fishing at 11702 Beach Boulevard near the 9A interchange. Look for the big blue marlin. You can't miss it.
This is Captain Vaughn Cochran of Black Fly Outfitter. Did you ever think about taking up fly fishing? Black Fly Outfitter is the home of friendly service, expert advice, the Vaughn Cochran Marine Art Gallery, and free fly casting lessons for life. We'll show you how to tie the knots and tie the flies. Plus, we offer hosted fly fishing trips to our favorite spots around the world. Come to one of Black Fly Outfitter's two stores, in historic St. Augustine on Avalee Street, or in Jacksonville at Beach Boulevard and 9A in the Strike Zone Fishing Center.
Jacksonville Sports Radio 1010X.